Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman, and we are coming to you from the Capital Region International Airport, which is exactly where we have our studios, as a matter of fact. And we are joined today by someone from Genesee County. Christina Johnson's with us. She's the Chief Operating Officer of the Flint Genesee Group. And Christina, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
For those who are not familiar with your group, tell us about it and what you do.
Sure. The Flint Genesee Group is an economic development organization. We're charged with impacting economic vitality for Genesee County. We aim to be a top five community by 2040, and we do that through the work of four divisions. So we're sort of this umbrella with four divisions underneath: the Flint and Genesee Chamber, supporting small businesses; Flint and Genesee Economic Alliance, which is there to help attract new businesses and retain the larger economic base firms that we have in our community; Explore Flint and Genesee, which is essentially a convention and visitors bureau promoting tourism and travel; and Flint and Genesee Education and Talent, where we try to make sure that our workforce is ready, that we have a quality workforce staying here, and that we're bringing new people here to work.
Well, I'll tell you, the education piece with Kettering and U of M up there, I mean, you got a pretty good feeder program to begin with.
You sure do, yes. And our K-12 system is great as well. So we see it as a whole pipeline.
Well, congratulations. So let me ask you how you're funded. I'm trying to figure out where to piece you. Are you a government organization?
We consider ourselves a nonprofit, but we also have traditional membership supporting our operations. Mostly we're grant funded, but also see stakeholder investment as well to support our operations.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. So the group's annual meeting is coming up. Tell anyone who might be thinking about coming what to expect.
Sure. We're always excited about annual meeting. It's March 14th at the Capitol Theater. Doors open at 2, programs at 3. Tickets are $10. So if anyone would like to attend, you can find those tickets at flintandgenesee.org. This year, we are featuring speaker Matt Ryzik, who is a Genesee County native, a Powers alum. He's the CEO for Rock, which is the family of the Gilbert family and their family of companies underneath that. Big supporter of Genesee County and specifically Beecher Schools. But in addition, we just get excited to share the wins and the progress made in 2023 and kind of set the course and the momentum for 2024.
You are doing really well at partnerships. The Gilberts are not bad people to have.
That's right. We need to learn from folks all over.
That's excellent stuff. Okay, so attracting jobs and investments. I mean, that's a challenge for everybody, everywhere, and a key part of economic development. What are some of the recent wins you've had, and how are you guys contending with that?
Sure. You know, business attraction is probably one of the hottest areas of all the work that we do in economic development, which is, of course, many facets, but this is a hot area. And we've had some recent wins, the Flint Commerce Center being one of them. That's the kind of former Buick City site. Phase one is nearly complete. That's a 330,000 square foot building. We've got a ton of prospects for that. A lot of interest there. Plastic Omnium, another recent one. They are getting ready to make some progress on the country's largest hydrogen storage manufacturing plant, and that's happening in Grambling Township. So that's pretty exciting. We've got a lot of momentum there, and more than that, we are responding to requests for proposals all the time. There's a lot of interest in Genesee County. We know that our advantage will be speed to market. So we're getting site preparation work done, trying to make sure we're thinking about the available space, greenfield, brownfield, and making sure that we are the best bet for a company to come to.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Christina, because I know you're trying to diversify a lot up there, but that tie to the automotive industry has been pretty incredible, and it plays well overseas for companies coming here. Yeah.
For sure. You know, we want to be the place where people can come build their business, take advantage of a workforce that's ready and prepared for this type of industry. Manufacturing, we make things here. We've got a great history of it, and we've got a ready workforce for it.
So I don't know where I found this, but somewhere I heard that GM and Flint Genesee Economic Alliance are partnering up. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've worked with GM for several years. Actually, since 2019, we've done a program called Moving Flint Forward that is sponsored by, paid for by GM. In that time, we've supported 62 small businesses, providing financial and wraparound supports. We always build in professional development opportunities, training, along with grant dollars. And those dollars can be used to help those businesses establish themselves, to grow. And over the time, we're in our fifth round of funding now with GM in partnership. We've provided nearly $1.2 million of support to small businesses in Genesee County, helping them to really find their way, find new business. A lot of times they do work with each other, which is great. And we really see small business as a place for economic growth. We want to not just bring in big giant companies, but help new ones start in Genesee County.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I know you won't be offended by my saying this, but rebirthing Flint has been a bit of a challenge. You guys are doing an incredible job and you're all coming together, which is really nice.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on partnership and we know it's not done by any one organization or one group. And we look to work with others to make that happen.
Well, congratulations on that. Keep rolling that ball down the road, if you would. Christina Johnson, the Chief Operating Officer with Flint Genesee Group. Thanks for being with us and continued good luck, Christina.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.